The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, August 12th. We're talking about Joe Biden's VP pick, why it's historic, where she stands on the issues, and the reaction from the Trump campaign. Also, what happened at a Georgia school that reopened recently, and what a new study shows about the effectiveness of different types of face masks. Plus, some of the most popular college football teams will not be playing this fall. Another big tech leader just became a billionaire. And $5 could get you a lot more than a rental at the world's last Blockbuster store. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, we now know Joe Biden's running mate in the race for president. It's U.S. Senator Kamala Harris. And today, they'll make their first public appearance together since the big announcement yesterday. And this VP pick is historic. Harris is the first Black woman and the first person of Indian descent to be named to a major party presidential ticket in the U.S. Her father is Jamaican and her mother is from India. The NAACP called this a defining moment in U.S. history. Of course, if Biden and Harris win in November, Harris would become the first woman vice president in the United States. Some political analysts also are pointing to her age, because if Biden becomes president, he'll be 78 years old on Inauguration Day, making him the oldest president ever, and even Biden has called himself a transition candidate. So at only 55 years old, Harris is seen as representing the future of the Democratic Party. Here's a little more background. Harris is a former prosecutor from California. She served as San Francisco's district attorney, then California's attorney general. And since 2017, she's been a U.S. senator, where she's on four committees and known for asking tough questions. Harris also ran for president, going up against Biden in the primaries, but she never got much momentum in fundraising, and she dropped out of the race in December. So what about the issues? We'll take you through a few of them. On criminal justice, she has said she wants more police and prosecutor oversight. On immigration, Harris says she wants to expand the Obama-era DACA program, which gives young undocumented immigrants a path to citizenship if they were brought to the U.S. as children. On healthcare, she co-sponsored Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All bill. And on marijuana, Harris wants to legalize it on a federal level. Democrats like former President Barack Obama and former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton have praised Biden for his choice, although she has faced criticism from some progressive Democrats in the past over her record as a prosecutor. For example, they've pointed to a previous push for higher cash bails for certain crimes. The Trump campaign is now responding to this choice, calling Harris a phony and saying she's proof Biden will hand over control of the nation to an extreme leftist agenda. Of course, President Trump is sticking with his current Vice President Mike Pence as his running mate. And Vice President Pence will face off against Senator Harris at a debate in October. Stay tuned. Two of the most historic and powerful conferences in college athletics have officially given up on fall sports. The Big Ten and Pac-12 postponed their fall seasons. This is a big deal, and not just because of sports. As the New York Times explains, big football programs in those conferences help universities recruit students and attract donations. Even though college football is a multi-billion dollar industry, it's apparently no match for the coronavirus. The conferences say they're worried about the health of their players, and they point out they can't just put them in a bubble like some professional sports leagues are doing. That's because the players still have to go to class with other students and be part of the broader campus community. That said, the conferences are hoping to hold their football, soccer, and other seasons in the spring instead. So this will be shaking up $100 million TV contracts and scouting deals with the pros. Remember, two other smaller conferences also backed away from fall sports over the last few days. All in all, the AP says 40% of major college football teams will not be playing this fall, and more are still expected to bow out. It seems the coronavirus pandemic is peaking in the Deep South. Both Florida and Georgia just recorded their highest single-day death tolls since the start of the pandemic. And overall, the United States reported another 1,300 COVID-19 deaths in just one day. In Georgia, schools are already back in session, but it's been tough for one district that tried to reopen for in-person classes. There, more than 800 students and 42 teachers have already been told to quarantine because they may have been exposed to the coronavirus. In that North Georgia district, teachers and staff are required to wear masks, but students are not. And speaking of masks, not all are created equal. Scientists at Duke University recently tested 14 types of face coverings to find out which ones work best. As you might expect, they found the best ones are the fitted N95 respirators. Next up, they found the cotton cloth masks are about as effective as standard surgical masks. But the bad news is bandanas and neck gaiters that are made out of thin, stretchy material might actually be worse than no mask at all. That's because they don't restrict droplets from the air, but may give people a false sense of security. Russia has approved the world's first COVID-19 vaccine, even though it hasn't been thoroughly tested yet. Russian President Vladimir Putin made the announcement yesterday, saying it, quote, works effectively enough. Russia says it's going to start vaccinating people by the masses this fall, and teachers and medical workers will start getting the shots this month. This is unusual, though, since the World Health Organization recommends vaccines go through three phases of testing before being approved. The first two phases work with pretty small groups of people. Then the third phase compares the vaccine to a dummy shot in tens of thousands of people. Russia skipped that last phase altogether. So public health experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci in the U.S. have doubts about whether it will actually be safe and effective. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., the Trump administration struck a $1.5 billion deal with the drug maker Moderna. In exchange, Moderna will provide about 100 million doses of the vaccine it has in the works. So if you're doing the math, that means $15 a dose. Already, the U.S. has invested billions of dollars on vaccine research, as well as supplies like vials and syringes. But spending more money on this Moderna shot ensures it will be ready as quickly as possible. And it's the most advanced vaccine in development compared with others being tested right now. Dr. Fauci has said he hopes to know by November or December whether it really works. To be continued. This has been a brutal summer for anyone who has to be outside a lot in Phoenix, Arizona. It is now officially the hottest Phoenix summer ever recorded. The average temperature has been 96 degrees this year. But it's been a lot hotter than that at times. Phoenix met or exceeded 110 degree temperatures for 36 days this year. The previous record was set in 2011, and things are not cooling off anytime soon. The National Weather Service says people can expect Phoenix to top 110 degrees every day this week, and temps could reach 116. All right, more news is coming up, but first, this episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you can make delicious, home-cooked meals you can be proud of in just about 30 minutes or even 20 minutes with their quick recipe options. And it's so convenient. No last-minute grocery trips or unhealthy takeout. HelloFresh gives you easy, seasonal recipes and all the pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door with contactless delivery. With HelloFresh, my husband and I actually enjoy the process of cooking together. We've made meals like chicken quesadillas with sweet peppers, caramelized onions, and pico de gallo, as well as delicious veggie bibimbap rice bowls. Plus, you can change delivery days, food preferences, or just skip a week whenever you need. So give it a try. Go to HelloFresh.com/80newsworthy and use the code 80newsworthy to get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply, so visit HelloFresh.com for more details. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/80newsworthy and use that code 80newsworthy to get a total of $80 off. Now, back to the news. There's a new billionaire in town. Bloomberg reports Apple CEO Tim Cook has just crossed into the three-comma club. That means he joins the ranks of Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Microsoft's Bill Gates, and about 2,000 other billionaires around the world. It's not clear exactly how much Cook is worth now, but The Verge reports it's probably just over $1 billion. In other words, he's nowhere near becoming one of the world's richest people. Amazon's Jeff Bezos is still the richest man in the world, and he's worth an estimated $187 billion. Walmart is partnering with Instacart to offer same-day delivery. The two will work together to deliver things like food, home decor, electronics, and more. Those deliveries could be quick, too, possibly within an hour. This comes at a critical time for Walmart. Lots of people are avoiding stores and staying home because of the pandemic. That said, Walmart is not rolling out this service nationwide, at least not yet. Right now, it's only being tested in four cities: Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, and Tulsa. The recorded version of the hit Broadway musical Hamilton is dominating the streaming platforms. Remember, Hamilton debuted on Disney Plus last month, and since then, it's taken off. The research company 7Park Data is tracking its success. Variety reported the stats that Hamilton was watched more in July than any other programming on Disney Plus, Netflix, Prime Video, Hulu, or Apple TV. In fact, its viewership was nearly triple that of the second most streamed show, which was the reboot of Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix. world's last Blockbuster video store is now on Airbnb. It's in Bend, Oregon, and yes, it does still rent out videos, but next month, guests can stay the night there as well. They'll be able to sleep on a pull-out couch and watch movies on a retro 90s TV that, of course, uses a VCR. It will only cost $5 to rent the place for a night, but there's a catch. It'll only be available for people who live in that county, and they can only pick from 3 nights in mid-September. Guest count will be limited as well because of COVID-19. The manager said she just wanted to do a little something to thank the community for keeping the store in business this long, even though every other American Blockbuster has had to close. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about how a bunch of CEOs are pledging to diversify their companies. They're vowing to hire 100,000 low-income and minority workers in New York City within the next decade. So far, 27 CEOs have made that promise, including the heads of JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, Google, Amazon, and Microsoft. As CBS News reports, the companies hope to place them in jobs with long-term potential and help them grow within the company. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.